I was telling Dusty before that he's telling me about his game. Worked it and lost. All right. But I was telling him that there was one of the years that there were 2 years Jordan retired and he came back. In the middle, they won the three-peats. So one of the years that he didn't come back, they was in the playoffs. And Scottie Pippen, it was the last 3 seconds left. So the coach called up a play not for him. He wasn't supposed to get the last shot, so he didn't come out. He wouldn't come out. You know what I mean? He didn't come out to play. And the guy made the shot. Okay, no. All right, let's begin. None of your players are like that, right? Okay. All right, let's start. Let's begin. Okay. Are we at the sugya here? We are. We are all almost finishing the Gemara and the Mishnah. Okay? We're almost finishing the Gemara and the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Mishnah here goes from Daf Beis to Daf Tes. So the Mishnah said at the end, it says, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. If a guy brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, imeshalav oirim yiskayim b'chosomov. Okay? If there are protesters, so we must verify the signatures. Okay? Imeshalav oirim yiskayim b'chosomov. Okay? So let's see the Gemara inside. Okay? Mark, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, there's a lot we have to see, even though there's a few lines of Gemara. Okay, so let's see. Go ahead. Oh, if there are protesters, he's kind of chosomov. Excellent. Go ahead. Well, you know what? Before you start the line of the Gemara, let's see the Rashi. Okay, go ahead. Oh, what does Laposlo mean? I can't hear. Loud, Mark. To invalidate. What does it mean on the side? What does the side say in the Mesoros HaShas? What is the side mitzayin? What is he referring to? You look at the Rashi and the Mishnah. What did Rashi and the Mishnah say on Daf Beis? What did Rashi and the Mishnah on Daf Beis say? Rashi said what? Go ahead. Now read the Rashi. So Rashi says, let's get it down on Daf Beis and the Mishnah. He says the claim of the protesters is that it was forged. Rashi here on Daf Tes says, Laposlo. There can be numerous things that possible get. Give me some examples. Forgery, mezuyah, what else? Shalol Lishma, it was written Mechubar. You could come up with many. You look in the Rambam. In the Rambam in the beginning, the first day of the year, when we did the 10 things that our get is needed. You could come up with numerous psulim. So Rashi seems to contradict himself very, very strongly here when he says the word Laposlo. Okay? Not only that, Mark, we continue in the Rashi here on Daf Tesim and Aleph. What does he say? He's kind of chosomov. Go ahead. Next round. Yeah, go ahead. So Rashi says either the Eidim themselves will what? Testify that they signed, or what? Excellent. Other Eidim will recognize and sign. Go ahead. And then there'll be no problem. Go ahead. Okay, two comments you got to make about this Rashi. What are the two comments you would say about this Rashi? Number one, we kind of like spilled the beans on both. But what's number one comment you should make about this Rashi? That what? What would you say? What's the number one comment you'd say about this Rashi? What does he say? Which one of the things does he forget, Mark? We talked about it. There are five types of Kibbutz Shtaris, but the most third is what? Comparing the Shtaris, right? Why did we say that he left that out? Remember we said from Rabbi Yitzchak Goldberg Shlita? Because Rashi holds like Beno Avigdor that what? When there is error, you need what? You need Kiyum D'Oraisa. Does Hashmar Shtaris ever get that job done? No. Hashmar Shtaris never gets that job done. Ever. So that's why Rashi left that out. That's the first comment you got to make about this Rashi. What's the second comment you got to say about the Rashi? What do you say, Mark? It fits in with what we just said before. The previous Rashi, Laposlo. That what? What do you say? What do you think it fits in with? What does Rashi say here towards the end of the second Rashi? What's the problem? The end of the Rashi. What do you say? Benar Yisrael or what? So what do you see from Rashi? That in this Rashi also is including what? that there would be a protest that would claim what? Not just it was forged, but there's a probable Shema. So these two Rashis, let's get them down on Daf Tes, seem to widen the scope of what the problem would be. Everyone hear that diuk also? He throws in Lishma. That seems to contradict the Rashi. And that's what it meant in the Mesorah Shashas Ditzion. Okay? It's very clear from this Rashi that he's going with what the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis that we saw in the beginning of the year on Daf Beis Manalf that said all types of psulim. Mechubar, the Meiri says the same thing in our Sugya. It's talking about all types of psulim. Now, that's a. I don't have really an answer. I think what you just have to say is that many times Rashi and the Mishnah, the Rashash writes in general, and Rashi comments on Mishnayas, he'll say Lefi the Havamina. Maybe he's not talking about all inclusive all the reasons. The bottom line is it's hard to come up with any answer to the Stira. But does anyone recall what we did say according to Rashi on Daf Beis and Aleph? What were we bothered by if you hold Yishkayim b'chosom of Lamaisa? If you hold like the Rambam. Okay? And hold like Rashi and the Miri by us on Daf Tes. That Orin means everything. What were we bothered by? Let's say the guy protested wasn't written Lishma. Let's say the guy protested was written when it was Mechubar. Moshe, how is Yishkayim b'chosomov going to solve that problem? That was the difficulty we were bothered by, remember? What does it say if there's Orin Chaim? How do you solve the problem? Yishkayim b'chosomov. How does Yishkayim b'chosomov solve the problem if the claim is it wasn't written Lishma or the claim wasn't written Mechubar? What do you say, Adam? How does Yishkayim b'chosomov solve that? Yishkayim b'chosomov for sure solves what? Which problem? Forgery. For sure it solves. How does it solve if it wasn't written Lishma? How does it solve if it was written Mechubar? How does it solve that? Chassam Sofer asked this kasha. Chassam Sofer asked this kasha. You got to fill in the blank in the Mishnah. It says, Yimishalav Orim Yishkayim b'chosomov. And what? So what? Yishkayim b'chosomov. Okay, we know it's not forged. But what about the other problems? And Rashi and Daf Tes is assuming that what? They're all types of problems. V'mishalav Orin is talking about all types of problems. So what is Yishkayim b'chosomov going to solve? It's a very strong kasha. So the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful chiddush. He says the following. He says, why are all those claims believed that it wasn't written Lishma? Or it was written Mechubar? Why are they believed? Because the Baal has a migu to say it's Mezuyev. And once Yishkayim b'chosomov is done, you take away the migu, and therefore all those other tainas are not believed. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Beautiful pshat. That's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say. Pshat l'maisa. Okay, in this chiddush. Okay, very, very interesting how he wants to say the pshat. Okay? I want you to get that. That's the chiddush that he wants to read. The pshat l'maisa. Okay? Chassam Sofer says like that, l'maisa. And he says, if you look in the Tosefta, I remember we looked in the beginning of the year, we didn't really see how that's so, but that's how the Chassam Sofer says the pshat. Yishkayim b'chosomov. We got it? Okay, that's if you're going to say, like Rashi here. Rashi agrees with the Rambam Miri, that the Orin is not just what? Eilon. Not just that it was forged, but it could be any type of psul. So how does Yishkayim b'chosomov solve that? Because Yishkayim b'chosomov takes away the migu that he could have had a better claim to claim Mezuyev. He claims it wasn't written Lishma. He claims it was written Mechubar. Aaron, you follow me? Why is the husband believed? Why is the Baal believed? Because he had a migu to say Mezuyev. If Yishkayim b'chosomov, the migu goes away, and therefore he's not believed on any of the tainus. Oh, okay, fine. Very good. That's the Lashon that we have here, Lamaisa in the Mishnah. Okay, very well. Let's see the Gemara now. Okay, Mark, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead.
Irakama.
How many guys are protesting in the get? Let's see. If you tell me it's one guy protesting, it's against Rabbi Yochanan who says you need a Neir Pachas Mishnayim. Now we'll have to get back to that. What's the big question that Rishonim are bothered by? What context did Rabbi Yochanan say this in? It's kind of rare that you find this, Lamaisa. I guess usually because we know what context the Amorim were saying it in. Once in a while you have a din that the Gemara quotes. I don't recall a Gemara that the Rishonim were so perplexed with. And where did Rabbi Yochanan say this? What context? Okay, we'll get back to that, Lamaisa. But let's go lean at her. Go ahead. Vela what? So how can you tell me the 0 to 1? Go ahead. So there's error tray. Excellent. Okay, well now I want you to get, we also get back to this, but we have to do one at a time. But let's get the Gemara since we're reading the Gemara now. What does tray vitre ninu mean? Meaning that what? What is the Gemara asking? I want you to get this. Meaning, why do you rely on who? What are we asking here when we ask this kasha? Why do we rely on who? No. We're talking about the get here, right? We're talking about the get. Is that correct? So what's the lashon of Gemara? Why do you rely on the second what? What did it say? If there's error of the husband, how do you solve that? What's the solution to that? Yiskayim b'chosamov. So the Gemara asks, please get this, okay? You can skim this. What does it mean, error trey? The Gemara asks, what, Mark? Trey v'treininu. Why do you rely on the two guys that are the mekayimim of the get? Why do you rely on those guys to take care of the error? There was an error of two, and how are you taking care of the problem? There was an error of two, and how are you taking care of the problem? With what? With kiyum b'chosam, to take care of the error of two. The Gemara says, why do you rely on the second two? Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. Trey v'treininu. Why don't you rely on the guys that are protesting and blow up the get? That's the Gemara's kasha. Go ahead, what's the answer? Go ahead, my what? That's not the answer yet, it's a continued kasha. What do you see fit? The samach nahani? Yeah, rely on the protesters. Why do you rely on the two guys in Mekayim to get to solve your problems? That's the Gemara's kasha. Did everyone get it like that? Did everyone say pshat in the Gemara like that? That's the kasha to Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Ella. Excellent. So who's protesting? The Baal is protesting. Not what? Not two guys. And therefore what? But he's treated like two guys. The Baal is treated like two fellows. Okay? Now, the first question we have to see is as follows. Let's just see that Tysus El Irr de Baal. Go ahead. We'll go back to the other Tysus. Go ahead. Do that Tysus El Irr de Baal. Excellent. In other words, the Gemara could have also said Lekuchos. The woman's going to collect her ksuba because, let's get this, a husband divorces his wife or dies, the woman gets the ksuba. If the husband divorces the wife and he has no land, what do you do with all his land? He sold it to other Lekuchos, other buyers. But there was a lien on that karka. There's a shibut. And therefore, when the woman wants to collect her ksuba, what do? She has nothing. She has nothing from the husband. The husband's got nothing left. So who does she go to? She goes to the buyers that have a shibut on it. That's called shibut, which we discussed last time as the concept of shibutim. Either there's a partial kinyan in the land, or either you assume there's a schus kviya, or either it was a gzeres hakasav, or either it was a mitzvah. We had four different possibilities. Well, how did shibutim, the mechanics of shibutim work? So what do you see from this? You see from this that what? That the Lekuchos would have said what? Mark, what did the Lekuchos say? What are the Lekuchos going to say? Gets puzzle. The gets puzzle. You have no right, they'll say to this woman, to collect the ksuba. What are you talking about? Your suit, your get is puzzle. Therefore, you have no ability to collect the ksuba. Okay. So let's begin with this. Why does the Mishnah say Orurin? Let's get it down. Why does the Mishnah say Orurin? What should it have said? Orir. According to the Gemara, Eitan, the Baal protested. Why use a Lashon Rabbim in Orurin? So that answer, that kasha is answered very, very easily. Now I want you to, before we answer the kashas, I want you to get down in your notes. I should show you tomorrow in Seder, Linetter. There's a big Gemara, a big Sefer in the Beis Medrash called Dikduke Sofer. It's a collection of all the different Gersos in different Gersos that we have of the Gemara. One of them is called Ksav Yad Minkin, the Munich edition. And believe it or not, if you look in the Munich edition, Blinetter, I'll show you guys tomorrow in Seder, Blinetter. In the Munich edition, you know what it says? Vimei Shalav Orir. It only has Orir. Does not have Oririn. So let's get that down. Okay, so if you have that gear, the whole kasha doesn't start. Okay. But most of the Rishonim, including our Mishnah, do not have that gear. So the kasha still remains. What does it mean, Oririn? Oh. So Lamaisa, the Tosis Yontif, says as follows. The Tosis Yontif asks, Lefi Rashi and the Bartanura, that they define Rashi and the Mishnah and Daf Beis, not on Daf Tes, but Rashi and the Mishnah and Daf Beis says the Baal is Ma'orir, and according to the Bartanura, the Baal is Ma'orir. Why does it say a Lashon Rabbim? So, what does the Tosis Yontif answer? What does the Tosis Yontif answer? Go ahead, Noah. No, but why would it say Lashon Rabbim? Why Orurin? No, Lefi what? Go ahead, Chaim. Excellent. Lefi Artois, this Lekuchos also could protest. So you have the Baal, you have the Lekuchos. So the Lashon Orin is quite appropriate. You could have a plural, guys that are Maorim. Okay, so that we could very answer that kasha very well. And if you look in the Maram Shif, that's what the Maram Shif says that Tosis is driving at. The Lashon of Orin was to answer that kasha why it's Rabin. Why did Tosis stand on his head and say Lekuchos Adam? Because the Mishnah says Orin. If it's only the Orin of the Baal, it doesn't fit. So that's what the Maram Shif comments Pshat and Tosis. However, Lemaisa, it's very important that we should point out that you could give the following teretz, and that teretz being is that maybe the Baal himself has the power of two. And that's exactly what the Gemara meant. The Baal himself has the power of two. So if the Baal himself has the power of two, that's what the Chassam Sofer wants to say, Lemaisa. I'm sorry, the Tosis Yontif. The Tosis Yontif wants to say that the Baal himself has the power of two, and therefore it says a Lashon Rabim in the Mishnah. So that's a second answer. The second answer is that since it's what? Since the Baal is the Koyach of two, the Mishnah is a Lashon Rabim, Lashon Orim. That's the second answer. The Chassam Sofer quotes from the Tosefta, a third answer, and he says that the Orim could be referring to the Edim themselves. The Edim could come in and say, we ourselves did not sign the signatures. If we ourselves did not sign the signatures, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be a Lashon of Rabim. So we have three different answers as to what the Lashon of Orin is. Is Orin referring to the concept of the Baal with the Lekuchos? That's exactly what Tosis would say, the Maram Shif says. Or do you say, like the Tosis Yontif, that it's referring to the Koyach of the Baal? Or do you say, the Koyach of the Baal is like two? Or do you say, like the Chassam Sofer from the Tosefta, that we're referring to the Chiddush of what? That we're referring to the Chiddush of the Edim themselves came, and they said that we didn't sign it. That itself is considered to be what? That itself is considered to be Orin. And that's Meduyuk in the Tosefta that he says Beferish. Okay, fine. Now, Lemaisa, this could be the Pshat why it says Lashon Rabin. That might be the Pshat why it says Lashon Rabin. That's why we have such a Lashon. Okay, now this leads us to the following, and that is that the Rishash is bothered by the following kasha. Okay? We mentioned, actually we discussed at great length, that there is a concept called Taininin. What is Taininin? Taininin, someone remind me, what do we say Taininin meant? Beisdin makes a claim on behalf of what? The Lokeach, on behalf of what? The Yorshim. Tosso said a daf Beisdin Manalf on behalf of a guy that what? On behalf of a guy that does not, that went out of town, the lover went out of town. Sach, Picha, Le'ilein. You open your mouths for someone who's mute. We advocate on behalf of someone that doesn't have the ability to make a claim. Sach, Picha, Le'ilein. There is a concept of Tainin. That we make such a claim for someone. Now the question is as follows, Lemaisa. When we, the Rishash asks, how can you explain the Mishnah referring to Lekuchos? What does that imply? David, what does that imply that when we say that the Mishnah is referring to Lekuchos, according to Tosos? What does that mean they have to do? Yimei shalav orim iskayim b'chosamav. What does that mean the Lekuchos would have to do? They would have to come forward and what? And make a protest. But I thought we just said that there's a concept called Taininin that we advocate on behalf of who? On behalf of Yisomim, on behalf of the Lekuchos. Right? That's what Tosos said on Daf Beisim and Aleph, in the bottom of the Omud, on that Tosos. So the Rishash asks, what on earth is this referring to, this Tosos? What do you mean Yishalav Orim Iskayim Bechosamov? What do you mean Yishalav Orim Iskayim Bechosamov? The Lekuchos have to come forward and protest that it's forged? It's not true. We don't need them to do that. We'll do it on their behalf. We as Beis Din will do it on their behalf. What does that mean, Yimishalav Orim Iskayim Bechosamov? This is what the Rishash asks, a very, very strong kasha. So he wants to say as follows. Let's get it. He wants to say there's a machloikis between Tosis and Daf Beizim and Aleph and Tosis and Daf Tesim and Aleph. Our very own Tosis holds that we do not do Taininin for Lokeach. We do not do Taininin of Lokeach. What don't we do? What type of Taininin don't we do? We don't do Mezuyif. You have to say we're talking about Mezuyif, the claim of Mezuyif. We will not do it. Meaning what emerges is a machloikis between
Toisvus on Daf Beis and Toisvus on Daf Tes. Our Toisvus says, Lo Osin Taininen. And Toisvus on Daf Beis says that we do. Toisvus, the Daf Beis, says we do Taininen. So it's a fundamental machlokes. Now I want you to take a quick look on Daf Nun Ches. Take a quick look on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Take a quick look on Nun Ches. Okay. You see Nun Ches Amud Beis? Mark, just read the Gemara right before the two dots. It's about 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. 10 or 11 lines from the top of the Yomid. Go ahead. Amar of Sheshis. Nun Ches Amud Beis. Go ahead. You have it there next to Tosa Tir Maska Lemichtav. Line before that. Go ahead. Lioilum. In. So what does the Gemara say black on white? It says Ton in Lelokeach, doesn't it? How can you have a machlokas in Tosos and Daf Beis and Tos Daf Tes whether we're Ton in Lelokeach when the Gemara says black on white that we do? So the only answer that I have is the following. The only answer is the following, is that whether we do Tainin of what? Of the claim of Mezuyah. That's the machlokas between the two Tosasin. But other claims we'll make. Now I'm a little bit bothered by that. Why am I a little bit bothered by that? Because we didn't constrict Orin to just mean what? Mezuyah. We meant it to include all types of psulim. All types of lishma, all types of what? All types of mukhubar. So if you assume like that, it's very, very difficult. Lamaisa Gemara says black on white we're tainin for lekuchos. No matter what the claim would be. So we have to just keep that in mind. But what I want you to get that there's a machlokes in Tosfos Daf Beis and Tosfos Daf Tes whether we do tainin and mezuyah or not. And our Tosfos is saying that we do not do tainin. Yes, Yossi, go ahead. Could be. It's interesting what Yossi wants to say. Yossi wants to say maybe we would do, we're Tainin in what? Tainin in Shema, but we wouldn't be Tainin in Bari. Because Mezuyah is a claim of Bari. I'm clear that it's forged, right? Maybe it's possible. If you recall, do you remember what we had? Remember what Tosfos did? What did Tosfos do on that base? He said Yisomim, Lekuchos, and he added one more, remember? Nifra, Shalom Bafanov, if the guy was out of town. Remember at that time, we pointed out the Gemara never said that. Tosfos kind of slipped it in. And the Rishonim that argued on that. You remember which Rishonim argued on that? We had a Rimegash. There are Rishonim that argued on that and claimed not that way. That wasn't true. Tosfos slipped that in. We said, yeah, the Rimegash says Beferish that for a Baal Din, a Lov is out of town, you don't do Taininit. You absolutely don't. So Yossi's point, the Kso said, for the Baal Dover that's out of town, we don't do a Tainis Bori. So maybe we do a tiny Shema. But he writes Beferish that for Yisomim Lokeach, we do a tiny Bari. So he says Beferish, for Yisomim and Lokeach, we do tiny Bari. That's what the Ksos writes. So that wouldn't fit in with your answer. So that's what I want you to get. Get down the Machlokes Tos Daf Beis Daf Tes and the Kasher that we're asking. The Gemara writes black on white in Minchas Beis, Ton in Lokeach. And if you define our Gemara as not just being Mezuyif, all types of claims we do Taininin. So what do you do with that Gemara? But nonetheless, we have a two Beferish Machlokes in 2 days in Tosfos regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay. Very good. Now, the truth is, if you noticed, if we get a chance, we'll look at it. In the Ron actually quoted Tosfos, saying that we do not do Taininin Lekuchos. We do not. And what did it say on the side of the Ron? Said on the side of the, what do you mean? Tosan Daf Beis says we do Tainin Lekuchos. So what's the answer? Who was the Ron? Which Tosas was the Ron referring to? He was referring to Tosan Daf Tes. He wasn't referring to Tosan Daf Beis. Tosan Daf Beis says we what? We do Tainin. Tosan Daf Tes says not. So don't ask a kash, how could the Ron quote the Tos? Not only the Ron quotes, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, let's get all the Rishonim quoted Tosas that says we do not do Tainin for Lekuchos. Which Tosfos is it? Tosfos is the Tosfos we just learned on Tesem and Aleph. Okay? Because we do Taininin for what? We do Taininin for Lekuchos. We don't because we need Lekuchos to make their own claim.
That's what we do. And that's the answer, Lamaisa. Don't tell me that the Ron is misquoting Tosos. He's referring to our Tosos. Okay. Now let me ask you. Now that we've established, according to many Rishonim, the Tosos, and as I said, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ron, the Miri, they all quote that the Gemara is not just talking about the Baal, but it's talking about the Lekuchos as well. Why did the Gemara not say Beferus to Lekuchos? Why do you think the Gemara did not say Beferus to Lekuchos? If it is talking about the Baal, and if it is talking about what? If it is talking about the Lekuchos, then Lemaisa, why didn't the Gemara mention it, Beferus? Why does it only say Irur to Baal? It doesn't say Irur of Lekuchos as well. Why doesn't it say Irur to Lekuchos? So the Ran in Dibur Maskeela that I wanted you to see says as follows. He says the following Chiddush, the Ran. You know what the Ran says? Because you know why it doesn't say what? You know why it doesn't say Lekuchos? Because we do Taininin. The Ran says like the Tyson Daf Beis. There's no reason to mention what? There's no reason to mention Lekuchos. Because even if the Lekuchos aren't around, we'll do it for them. We as Beis Din will advocate for them. So since we as Beis Din will advocate it for them, there is no reason, there is no requirement for us to mention it explicitly. Okay? Now what's the next kasha I'm going to ask? So why did it need to mention what? Why did it have to say Irur de Baal? We also advocate for the Baal, don't we? Do we do Tainin for a Baal by a get? Yes or no? Do we do Tainin for a Baal? What's the Ran sheet to forget? What do we do Tainin for a Baal? We learned this, remember? Do we do Tainin for a Baal? We had two answers for that. We don't. Tosa said because Mishumi Guna. And what did the Ran say? Because she's not what? She's not Mamono Shavabal. Excellent. She's not Mamono Shavabal. So get down. The Ran says, why didn't the Gemara say Irur de Lekuchos Beferish? There's no reason to say Irur de Lekuchos Beferish because we advocate for Lekuchos anyway. We advocate for the Lekuchos anyway. So since we advocate for Lekuchos anyway, there's no reason for the Gemara to mention. Do we advocate for the Baal? No, we do not advocate for the Baal. Two reasons. Tosa said on Daf Beis Bishum Miguna, we don't want her to get stuck, so we don't cause problems. If there's no problem, we assume the gets kosher. That's what Tosa said. And the Ran said she's not chattel. He's not a Baal Din that we advocate and inform. She's not chattel. She's not mumbling of the husband. So we're not going to advocate for him. We want to decide whether she's going to get married or not. So this is the svara why the Gemara did not mention Lekuchos Beferus. These are all kashas you got to ask yourself. Tosfos says it includes Lekuchos. Why didn't the Gemara say it? The reason why didn't the Gemara say it, the Ran says, is because why? We do Taininin for Lekuchos. Do we do Taininin for the Baal? No, we don't. We don't do Taininin for the Baal, I get. For two reasons, as we mentioned. Okay. Now, there's another point that we have to mention as an extension to this. Okay? Now, when we say, Halacha Lamaisa, when we say our Mishnah is referring to what? Allowing her to get remarried. What about collecting the ksuba? In the previous sugya, what did we say regarding Pagini Dibur? Regarding these two issues. What did we say regarding Pagini Dibur regarding these two issues? Anyone recall what did we say about getting remarried in the collection of ksuba? They're inextricably linked. They're betolda. You can't separate from the two. But that issue becomes another issue in this sugya. When we talk about the woman getting remarried, which is definitely what our Mishnah is talking about, does that include her collection of the ksuba or not? Oh. So the Ritva writes Beferish. I want you to get this. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? We don't do Taininin for the husband. That is correct. We gave two reasons why. But Shloimeh, do we do Taininin for the husband regarding the ksuba? He claims yes. We will advocate for the husband. When she wants to come to collect the ksuba, we will not let her because Taininin. Follow what I'm saying? We make a split. We make a split and we say we're not going to Taininin for the husband regarding what? Regarding her allowance to get remarried because it's a guna and also she's not chattel. But regarding mumminess, if it's a collection of the ksuba, yes, we will. We will do Taininin. So that's a very interesting ritva. The ritva says, yes, we will do some type of Taininin for the husband.
vis-a-vis the collection of the Ksuba, but not allowing her to get remarried.
And the Rosh argues on this. The Rosh says, just like in the previous sugya, we said their two topics are inextricably linked, also in our sugya as well. And therefore, just like we are do not do taininin, for what? For the husband to allow her to get remarried, we'd also do not do taininin to block her from collecting the ksuba, because the Rosh writes the Lushan. What is written in the ksuba? What is written in the ksuba? Mispar ksuba, nilma, l'chitinasi l'achir, titli ksuba. A lot of fellows ask me that in Seder. What does that mean? What are you writing in the ksuba? Is if she gets remarried to another man, or if she has the potential to get remarried to another man, she will collect her ksuba. And the Korban Nisanel Nos Nun says, it's like he's being mochel. He's like mekabel himself from the very outset, that if they matter her, if Beis Din allows her to get remarried, then she takes the ksuba. And he's mevatel any schus at all, that he cannot claim a zuyuf to protect him to be collected from what? From his property. And therefore we collect the property even if he's what? Even if he's not here. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest here. Okay, I want you to get this. According to the Ritva, these things are inextricably linked. Okay? So when we say we're not tying on behalf of the husband, we're not tying on behalf of the husband regarding vis-a-vis allowing her to get remarried. We're not tying in for the husband to block her from collecting the ksuba. Because when he marries her, he writes that in the ksuba, it's like he's mevatel, he's Michael, all zechuyos in the future. That he could, in fact, have Beis Din on his behalf claim the concept of what? Tainina, that it's Mesuyev. That's to collect from him. To collect from the Lakucho, she never can collect from. Even if the Baal is moded. Even if the Baal is moded that it wasn't forged. Let's get this Nakuda, the Rush said. Even if the Baal is moded that it's not forged. Even if the Baal is moded, it's not forged, she goes to the Lakuchos? No way. We are Taininin for the Lakuchos. We would be Taininin for the Lakuchos that it's Mezuyev. So that's the Chiddush what? That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. Assuming you hold like what? You hold like the Tyson Dapes that we do Taininin for the Lakuchos of Mezuyev. Okay? Assuming you hold like Tyson Dapes. So the Rosh has a tremendous Chiddush. I want you to get this. It's a Machlekes fundamental Ritva Rosh, whether the notion of being able to get remarried is inextricably linked to the collection of the ksuba. According to Ritva, they're not. We don't do taininin on the issue of her getting married. We assume it's a good get. On her collecting the ksuba, we will. And the Rosh says, no way. It's all hainu hach. It's all the same thing. Once she can get remarried, he has been mochel the ability to ever claim. He's been mochel the notion that we can advocate on his behalf. He can always claim the zuyuf if he wants himself, right? He can always claim the zuyuf if he wants himself. You remember how we explain that? If she's not chattel of the husband, so how can he claim it himself? Because he's a Baal what? He's a Baal Ashtar. And a Baal Ashtar makes you a Baal Din. Remember the Brisker Rav we said from the Ran? Machlek is the Ran and Tisus, right? Does a Baal Ashtar make you a Baal Din? So that's, if he himself comes, that's fine. So according to the Rosh, and get this Nakuda, can we do Tainin by Lakuchos? Can we say Tainin by Lakuchos? Yes, we can. Even if the husband says, no, I know it's a good get. He says he knows it's a good get. I know it's a good get, he says. He knows it's fine. He claims, he agrees it's not mezuyah. That doesn't make a difference. We still will do taninah for lekuchos mezuyah if you hold that you would. If you hold, you would. Yeah, Jesse, go ahead.
What's this far of the ritva to say that we'll say that she's divorced, but she's in a position to sue? How can he make that advocate?
No, we're willing to advocate on his behalf that he won't have to pay the ksuba. But her ability to get remarried, that we're not going to what? That we're not going to block.
I don't understand how he say, we'll say that she's that they're divorced, that they're not married anymore, but she doesn't have a claim against her.
Because ksuba is dinim ominous. And you can clearly make a split. The question is, you ask a good question. To what degree ksuba is viewed as dinim ominous, or is it viewed as being usser? To what degree do we view that? If you view the ksuba as being something else completely, or do we view it as being labeled as isser? That's the nakuda at hand.
I was saying, isn't it the moment totally on the fact that she's no longer married to him? If we're being voted, that
no, I think you could view the ksuba like a woman without the ksuba is a surah labala can eat it. So you bring up a good point. To what degree is the ksuba considered to be mominous or isser? That's the issue at hand. And the Ritva says, I think it's more mominous. The Rush says, no, I think it flows from the marriage. She's allowed to get remarried. Then also what? We were in that.
do Taininin to block her right to collect the ksuba? Okay? That's the issue. It's a good question he asked that kasha. That's the issue. That's a big discussion in the postum, Shev Shemaitza, how you view the ksuba. Is ksuba dini mominus purely, or maybe it's an aspect of isser? Yes, Noah?
Why are we still telling for the lukukos after the baal has known that? Can we say that Yehudas baal didn't?
Well, he's being moted that it's fine. You understand what I'm saying? He's being moted it's fine. It's not moted that it's a problem.
So then that's already done. So
yeah, but that already we thought there was no problem. It's not an issue of Hodas, but Hodas Baldin is maybe you hold it to your detriment. He gave a get. He's saying it's fine. He's not causing any problems. You follow me? Hodas Baldin is when you cause a detriment to yourself. Okay? It's a good question, too. You hear what I'm saying? Lobos, you say, Hodas Baldin, I owe you the money. Here he's not causing a problem. He's saying it's good. But despite the fact he says it's good, we still tie him in for Lekuchos to protect Lekuchos. So that's the Chiddush of the Ran. Okay. Moreover, let's get it. So how many answers do we have now why the Gemara didn't say Lekuchos? According to Tosfos, it should have said Lekuchos. Why didn't the Gemara say it? What do you say? What's the answer for that? So the Ran says, because why? Because we won't do Taininin. I'm sorry, because what? The Ran says why? The Ran says we do Taininin, so you don't have to have Lekuchos. Lekuchos don't have to do it for themselves. We'll do it for them. That's the first answer we got to give. Then we give this machlaikis about when you do Taininin for the husband, Lamaisa. When you don't do Taininin for the husband, does that mean you don't do it completely, or will you save the ksuba regarding him? Okay. There's another answer, though, we got to give. From the Ran itself as well. Okay? And there's a line I want to see Blinetter inside, too, in the Ran there. About the Tosef. We'll see Blinetter. The other terrors is that the Gemara did not want to bring in Lekuchos. Why not? Why did the Gemara not want to bring in Lekuchos? The Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba say as follows. Because the Lekuchos can be ma'orir that you will not be able to collect the ksuba. Lekuchos can be ma'orir that she shouldn't be able to collect the ksuba, and they cannot prevent her, though, from getting remarried. And what's the topic of our Mishnah? What's the topic of our Mishnah? What's the topic of our Mishnah? What's the topic of the Mishnah? The topic of the Mishnah is what? To allow her to get remarried. Lekuchos, do they have any say as to whether they will allow her to get remarried or not? No, not at all. Lekuchos have no say in stopping her to get remarried or allowing her to get married. And therefore, Lemaisa, since they have nothing to do, all they have to do is about what? That she shouldn't be able to collect the ksuba from them. But they can't stop her, what, from getting remarried? Who are they? They're third party. All they do is own the fields. That's why the Gemara did not want to bring in Lekuchos. Because the major topic of our Mishnah is the notion that can't she get remarried? Is this get kosher to allow her to get remarried? That's the bottom line. That's what the most foremost topic we're worried about. Lekuchos have no say in that. They only have a say regarding the collection of ksuba. They don't want the ksuba collected from them. Do they have a say in preventing her from getting remarried? No. Therefore, Lekuchos are not mentioned in the Gemara. This is what the Ramban, the Ran, and the Rashba want to say pshat is. And the truth of the matter is that the Baal, as we said, has the ability to ma'arer, because why? He's the Baal Ashtar. Baal Ashtar is a Baal Din, becomes a Baal Din. We've been saying all along, we have no ability to have Taininin for the husband to stop this get. So why, if the husband comes in, does he have the ability? Because he's a Baal Ashtar. He wrote the get. He contracted that the get should be written on his behalf. He can also what? He can also claim it's Mezuyif. Because becoming a Baal Ashtar makes you a Baal Din. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here, Lemaisa, regarding this concept. Okay. Also, the Korban Nisanel says very, very interestingly, the Rosh writes, who would dinami ir Lekuchos? Who would dinami ir Lekuchos? If she would want to collect the ksuba from them, ir Lekuchos, we would not asser her to get remarried. And the Korban Nisanel says like this, that is why in Osyud that the Rosh says the Gemara does not talk about Lekuchos. Because the topic of our Mishnah is what? Her ability to get remarried. Since the topic of our Mishnah is the ability to get remarried, therefore, there was no mention at all. Since the topic of our Mishnah is the ability to get remarried, there was no mention of Lekuchos at all. And even if the Lekuchos would protest, we would not stop her from getting remarried. Even if Lekuchos do protest, we would not stop her from getting remarried. Okay? So the Rush really speaks out this point according to the Korban Nisanal. And the Rush adds on as follows. For Yisomim, for Lekuchos, Rechoshes, Lizyufe. And that's another reason why the Mishnah cannot be talking about Irur de Lekuchos. Because even without Irur, we would do Tainimim exactly like the Ron. So the Rush says exactly like the Ron. The reason why I didn't say Lekuchos is because we don't need to say Lekuchos. We would do it on their behalf anyway. So that was the Chiddush of the Rosh, that was the Chiddush of the Ron. So that's the Pshat Lamais, which you have in the Sugya. As again I said, according to the Rishash, if you take our Taisa so seriously that we don't do Tainin and Balakuchos, I don't know what you do with the Gemara. I don't know what you do with the Gemara. Which Gemara? On what Daf? On Daf Nun Chesim and Beis. What do you do with the Gemara? Especially in light of the fact that we say, what does Orin include? Orin includes all types of what? All types of psulim. It includes all types of psulim. Since it includes all types of psulim, that means what do you do with the Gemara? Now, maybe you could say what Yossi's answer would be, but that's against the Xos. We're talking about retoning for a bari. What Tosus added on in that base was your toning shalom b'fun of if the guy's out of town. Right? And what do we do with that, Lamaisa? That's, there's a difference between a tainus bari and a tainus shema. That there's a difference between Tainus Bar and Tainus Shem. Now let's see the Ron. I want to see the Nakuda to Ron inside now. Let's see the Ron inside. And Daf Gimel went off the Daf Erif. Okay? Let's see the Ron inside. Gimel went off Daf Erif. Mark, go ahead. Let's see the Ron. Okay? I want to get this point here about the Tosefus Ksuba and the Ikr Ksuba. Go ahead. Let's see inside now. El Irr Gimel went off the Daf Erif. Go ahead. El Irr Dabao. Someone doesn't have, please look on with someone, okay? Let's see, Irr de Baal. Go ahead. You got it, Gimel and Aleph? Go ahead. The Baal protests the apostle. Go ahead. So this question of whether it's the Baal or the Lekuchos is 2 days where? In the Yerushalmi. Yishami has 2 days. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. So what does this mean? That Stavkiv, she gets married, and it wasn't Mekuyim the get, and Mefanenechta was not said. That's when the Lekuchos can make a protest, right? Then they can defend themselves. Okay? That there was the get was not Mekuyim. Go ahead. Aval. But if she got married with this get and the Shlich said B'fanei Nechtov, then what? Then can she go and collect the ksuba from the Lekuchos? Yes or no? Yes, she can. Why not? Because it says the shliachs believe like two guys. She's allowed to get remarried. And once she's allowed to get remarried, she also what? Once she's allowed to get remarried, why is she allowed to get remarried? Because the shliachs believe like two. What goes with that? The ksuba, because he wrote in the ksuba, when she's allowed to get remarried, then she could collect the ksuba. Go ahead. Shekach? Excellent. When you get married to someone else, you can take the ksuba. Now, I just want to stress, it doesn't mean she has to actually get remarried. As long as she has the ability to get remarried, she gets the ksuba. If she never gets remarried, you mean she doesn't get her ksuba? That's ridiculous. It means the ability to get remarried. Go ahead. Now, let's get this point. Yeah, go ahead. Kolzma, go ahead. Oh, so let's make sure we get this din. So let's say the shliach didn't say b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. Yeah, and he was supposed to, and he didn't. She takes the get, she gets remarried. Go ahead. She shouldn't have gotten remarried. Go ahead. If she got married, do we make her get divorced from the second guy? No, we let the marriage go because the get's kosher. There was no complaints about it. But if she wants to get the ksuba from the lekuchos, that we won't accept. Ella what? Oh. If the Baal would be Ma'orer, then we'd force her to get divorced from the second guy, because the get might be possible. Go ahead.
Va'alki agavna, right? Go ahead, va'alki. Now, Navakov. Va'alki agavna. Go ahead.
Lo karina ba dikshit dikshit inase.
Excellent. And in such a case, you don't get the ksuba in that case because she can't get married. She can't go ahead and get what? Remarried. Go ahead, Kevin. Oh, so this is a very important din. Let's get that din. If you have a get where the shliach was supposed to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, and the shliach did not say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, okay? The shliach did not say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. What's the din? The din is that she can get remarried. She shouldn't get remarried. If she got remarried, we let them stay together. There's no problem. We let them stay together. But the problem is that she cannot go ahead and collect the ksuba. Why can she not go ahead and collect the ksuba? Because the husband at any moment could be ma'arer. And there was no kiyum done yet. So the Ran comes up with a very interesting din. That if the shliach was supposed to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta and he did not say it, she's not allowed to get remarried. But if she did get remarried, we let it go, but she cannot get her ksuba. She cannot get her ksuba because the truth is she really shouldn't have gotten remarried. Okay? Go ahead, Mark. Very good. And what does that mean now? You see, he leaves out a few words. You got to fill in the blank. What does that mean now? If you did say b'fanei nechtav, there's nothing to worry about. And even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say, and you did say it, Yavid Hanis, we had that, there's nothing to worry about. And therefore, what's the din? The din is you can get the ksuba in that case. The husband might be Mara, but you said b'fanei nechtav already. You remember we had that whole discussion? So finished the whole article in the Beis Yitzchak. Can the guy be Mara after b'fanei nechtav, right? Remember we had, could you have ear after b'fanei nechtav? Let's assume, poshut, you can't. So that's what the Ron's assuming. Once you see b'fanei nechtav, it's a done deal. So she can get remarried, and she gets her ksuba. Go ahead. V'hainu?
V'hainu, the lo katani gabe, maybe get b'chutz aretz, yimish lav, or remistam b'chutz avam, mishum ear de l'tuba.
That's what I mentioned many months ago. Why does the Mishnah not bring up yimish lav orim by bringing again in chutz l'aretz? Why doesn't it? You learn the Mishnah 50 times on daf beis and often getting. Why doesn't it say Yimishal Av Orim by a Meviget Mimidina Siyam? What's the answer? The answer is because once you say B'fanei Nechtav, it's done. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to say, oh, Yimishal Av Orim, Yiskayim Chosamav. If you say B'fanei Nechtav, it's done. That's exactly what the Ron's saying in this point. You don't have to worry about anything. The Ir of the Baal, the Ir of the Kuchos, everything's fine. That's why it never says Yimishal Av Orim by the case of a Meviget Mimidina Siyam. It only says it by a Meviget Beretz Yisrael. Now, let's get this line here. This is a hard line. Okay? I was working hard on this line. Ron, Mark, go ahead. Do this line here now. Midrash. Ain midrash ksuba. And what does this line mean? Let's introduce, when you have a ksuba is the responsibility the husband gives when he's mischaved himself and he marries the woman. In the event he dies or divorces her, he'll pay her money. Now the minig is that he adds on to the ksuba, which is called the Tosefes ksuba. Okay? Now there's a whole discussion as to whether the Tosefes ksuba locks into all the dinim of the regular ksuba. Okay? For example, a woman who loses her ksuba really can't stay married to her husband. Isha below ksuba is asura labal kenidit. Tosis writes in ksubas and avzayin amaralf. He quotes a brisa in meseches kal rabasi. If she lost her ksuba, you have to go to a basin. She quickly has to write it up. The basin has to write up. It's called a ksuba de irkasa, a lost ksuba. There's a special nusach. But let's say Lamaisa never wrote a ksuba. So the Mishnah has in ksubas is a tanai basin. It's automatic. A basula gets 200. And a ba'ula gets 100, it's automatic. So he's got to pay it no matter what. He dies, he divorces her, they didn't write a document, so what, it's a tanai, it's called a tanai bezdin. It's self-understood, guy gets married, he knows that he has that obligation. What about a tosefis? Tosefis doesn't cover that. Many times they add thousands of dollars, we have a standard amount in chutzlards to add on to the tosefis ksuba. But the bottom line is that there's something called a ksuba and there's something called a tosefis ksuba.
Then there's something called the Nidunya. That's the third part of a ksuba. Ksuba is always made up of three parts. Nidunya. If you're ever asked to write to sign a ksuba, you must read it before. Because a ksuba is a shtar raya. We discussed at great length this year whether there's two types of shtars. Shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. A ksuba is a classical shtar raya. She gets divorced, she has proof she's owed the money. You're not allowed to sign a shtar raya unless you read it. So if you don't understand the Hebrew, you should get an English version that you should understand what the ksuba means. You should not sign a shtar raya until you understand what it means. And the truth of the matter is, what's the nedunya? Is the dowry. The nedunya is the dowry. What is the dowry? The dowry is part of the what? Part of the ksuba as well, but it discusses what? It's dealing with different items. The ksuba is the 200, so Steph is extra cash. And the nedunya is the dowry that attracts the husband to marry the woman. Okay, so he's mischayiv himself. And that means the nedunya will go back to her after he what? After he divorces or he dies. Okay.
Where does he get the
nedunya
from?
The nedunya is from the dowry that he's receiving from the family.
From the father.
Right,
from
and the then father. he's contracting, he's going to leave it, he's going to give that back. Okay. Now, what does this line mean, Mark? Let's get this. What does this line mean here? It's a hard line. What does that mean? Hani milin in monoma sign. Look, read that os there, aleph, chedushiyan sheshem. You see that? Read that chedushiyan sheshem. You see that big os aleph? Read that line there. Go ahead. Do you have it there? You have the chedushiyan sheshem? You don't have it? You have the os v'hadar doesn't have it? I'll read it. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi. Read the mi chedushiyan sheshem. Go ahead.
Kolomar le'inin tosefes mahani irul.
Oh, so what does this mean? He is unbelievable pshat. He says this is going all the way back to the lekuchos. What does this mean? It means as follows. The lekuchos always win regarding the tosefis. What did the Ron say? When did the lekuchos lose? When must they pay her ksuba? What case did we say? When he says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. If the shliach delivers the get and he says b'fanei nechtav, lekuchos always lose. They have to pay out, pay out, pay out. They have to pay out regarding what do they have to pay out? What must they pay out regarding? Only the what? The ikur ksuba. The tosefis they never have to pay if they claim that it was what? If they claim that it was forced. If they claim that it was forged, they never have to pay. Okay? That's the Chiddush. That's what the Ron says. He says that the woman, the Chiddush Yan Sheshem says, the Tosefis error works of Lekuchos to make her lose, that she cannot get the Tosefis. Even though the Baal's not protesting. If the Baal's not protesting, the Ksuba's kosher. No, they say it's not kosher. They block her ability to collect what? They block her ability to collect the Tosefis, but they don't what? They cannot collect what? What can't she collect? She can't collect the Tosefis, but she can collect the Ikar Ksuba. That's the Chiddush, okay? So I want you to get this line down to the Ron. When the Shliach says b'fanei nechtav, the Lekuchos always lose. They must pay the Ksuba, with the exception of what? The Tosefis. The Tosefis, they can always claim that it's forged. They can always claim it's forged. Okay? Now, what's the difference between the two? Why would there be a distinction between the Ikar and the Tosefis? Go ahead.
Well, maybe the Bafanai was only on the Ikar. Now, I'm saying when he said...
Okay, a little bit more. Yossi, embellish it a little bit more. That what? What we said a little bit earlier in Shir, that the Ksuba is what? Inextricably linked with what? With the get. So once you... But what's inextricably linked? The Ikar Ksuba... The Tosefis is not. And if they claim that it's what? That it's forged, how are you going to deal with that? What's the famous Klal Gadol B'Din? Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Laviraya. And they won't have to pay a penny until it's proven that this get is a good get. Funny Nechtav was said. So this is another example. I really should write this in. This is another example that even if a Funny Nechtav was said, there could be error that works. What type of error? Error of the Lekuchos. Regarding what? Vis-a-vis what? The Tosefis Ksuba. There's another example. I'll have to write it in, Blinetter. that we have, could dig up a case that even Funny Nechtav has said, Irur, here's not Irur of the Baal, it's Irur of the Kuchos, will stop from the Tosefis Ksuba being collected. And we dig up a difference between the Tosefis and the Ksuba itself. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here from the Ran. That's the Chiddush I want you to bring out from this Ran. That's what he means in this line. See, it's a little bit tricky. I wouldn't have been able to figure out, I don't think, without the Chiddush Yan Sheshen. Because the Mi is going back to the Lekuchos. You follow me? It's going back to the Lekuchos. And the case where he said, Befanenechtav. That's what the Ran's driving at. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. Okay. Very good. That's the Ran now. Let's move on now back to the Gemara with the two Tosfim. We have two more Tosfim to finish up. Let's see. Okay. Mark, go ahead. Let's see the Tosfos about of Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see that one first. Go ahead. You know, before that, just read the Rashi. Go ahead. Rabbi Yochanan. Heicha. Oh, okay, what's the din of Rabbi Yochanan? Ein Irur Pachos what? Ein Irur Pachos Mishnai. What does that mean? You can't have Irur less than two. Rashi says he does not know the context of where Rabbi Yochanan said this. And the Rashbam and Baba Basra says the same thing. Rashbam and Baba Basra, Daflamid Beis, Ratzi also does not know what the context of this is either. We don't know, Rashi says. Rashbam says he doesn't know either. Okay. Tosfos says he has a hunch of where this is said. Now, there are three places in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan's statement is said. Three places. One, Ar Gemara and Daf Tes. Two, in Ksubis Daf Chav Vav, Amud Aleph. And three, in Kedushin, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? All right. Now, these three places that we have in Shas, what were they talking about? Ar Gemara, we know what it's talking about. Irur of a get. What are the two other places talking about? They're talking about the following. There is a halacha, machlekes tanoim, if you have a person and you're not sure whether he's a kohen, and an eid echad comes and says, I know Mr. X is a kohen. Do we believe him or not? Do we elevate the man to kahuna, I'll be an eid echad or not? This is a Mishnah in Ksubis on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Let's get the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Malin Lekuhun Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says we do not elevate a man to a Kohen through an Eid Echad. Rabbi Yehuda says we do not. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Emasai, the Mokam Sheish Orin. If there are protesters, you don't elevate them. Abba Mokam Shein Orin, Malin Lekuhun Al Pi Eid Echad. No problem. Why don't you trust an Eid Echad? It's not Adis, it's Isurim. Reb Shimon Gamilon Mishum Reb Shimon Askan Mal Nekuna Peyedechad. He says the same thing. So let's get the three Shittas. Reb Yudah says you don't elevate a coin to an Eidechad. You do not. Reb Elazar says if there are protesters, you don't. If there are no protesters, you do. And then Reb Shimon Gamilon says, yes, you do, Ayah Peyedechad. So you seem like the second and third Shittas are saying the same thing. The Gemara says, well, the Nafkamin is if you have ear of one guy. The Gemara Chavov Amin Aleph in Ksubis said if one guy is protesting, the question is, do you recognize one guy or do you not recognize one guy? That's the Nafkamina, the Gemara says in Chavov Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, maybe that's the Nafkamina. According to Rabbi Eliezer, ear of one guy is good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, ear of one guy is bad. We don't recognize it. And the Gemara says, that can't be the Nafkamina. We have Rabbi Yochanan's famous statement. Ein Irur Pachos Mishnayim. Ein Irur Pachos Mishnayim. You cannot have a protester with one. We ignore one guy who protests is not a Kohen. We elevate him. Why not? So Gemara in Ksubis gives the following case. Let's get it. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case that the father was known he was a Kohen. There was a kol, a rumor that went out, that he was a Ben Grusher Ben Chalutza, which means he's a Chalal. Then we demoted him. Then an Eid Echad came and said he was fine. Then two other Eidim, a set, came and said he was a Ben Grusha Mechalutza. And then another Eid came and said he was a Kohen, and we promoted him. So we combined the two Eidim. We combined the two Eidim, the Gemara says. And the Machlokas is whether we're afraid of Bezin looking bad. Because Beis Din demoted him. Now, if we promote him, maybe people start mocking Beis Din. They don't know what the halacha is. So the first shita holds, we're choshesh to Lizilusa Beidina. We do not promote him again because we demoted him. And Rosh Hashanah says, we're not worried about it. Just because you demoted him, we have no problem promoting him. That was the case. But Rabbi Yochanan's statement was said about that Mishnah. Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim, Tosfos says, was said about that Mishnah of whether you elevate a man to be a Kohen if there were people protesting it or not. That's what Tosfos says. Go ahead, Mark. Read the Tosfos. That's what Tosfos claims that Rabbi Yochanan's statement was said about. Rashi and Rashbam say they don't know. Tosfos says he knows. He's talking about that Mishnah. Go ahead. Vamar Rabbi Yochanan. Excellent. It's talking about that case. Go ahead. Now, what does he mean when he said that line? What does Tosfos mean when he says that? Even though over there, if you see it, it's quoted exactly like here. What does Tosfos mean to say by that? What does Tosfos mean by that? If you look at the Gemara quotes it in the same way as it did by us. Doesn't get off an impression that Rabbi Yochanan originally said the statement over there more than here. But that's what Tosfos's assumption is. Tosfos says, I think Rabbi Yochanan said it about that Mishnah. Okay? So you can never say, you follow me? You can never say that if there is a person that comes and says, that man you think is a Kohen, he's not a Kohen. Everyone agrees we ignore one man. The Machlokas in the Mishnah was talking about a case where there was a chazaka that his father was a Kohen. There was a rumor that went out that he was a halal. Then there was an Eidach that said he's fine. Then there are two Eidim that said he's bad. And then there's an Eidach that said he's fine. That was the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Whether you're referring about Zilus to be done. But Rabbi Yochanan said, never think that if one guy thinks that he wasn't a Kohen, he's accepted. Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim. There's just no way. Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about this Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan's talking about this mission. You know what Tosfos is bothered by in a few places in Shas, in Baba Basra and Ksubas? You know why Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim? Guess. Because there was an Ein Echad saying that he was fine. Maybe that's why Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim. There was an Ein Echad saying that Mr. X is a Kohen. Then another guy comes in and says, no, he's not a Kohen. You know why we ignore that one aid? Because there's one aid saying, you know, on the Kohen's behalf. So how do you make a global principle in Irur Pachas Mishnayim? The answer is, Tosfos says, is because he gives a beautiful answer, because he says there's a coal. Remember we said there was a coal that went out? What's more powerful, an Eid Echad or a coal? What do you think is more powerful? Do you have the Ksubas? Yossi, you have the Ksubas there? No? I'm looking for the Baba Basra. What's more powerful? Thank you. What's more powerful, an Eid Echad or a coal? What do you think? What's more powerful, an Eid Echad or a coal? Tosfos says the coal is more powerful. He gives an unbelievable answer. Okay? Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. He says like this. He says, the Yesh Lomar, that Gemara Yadar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kinamaski Yitzel of Kol, Shu Ben Grushav Achakach Bo Erech and Maksu Vasir HaKol, Vasu Beitrim Michay Agamlam Rabbi Yochanan De Ein, and the Bach adds the word Ein Irur, Pachas Mishnayim, Vavakav De Erechat Shehichshir, Vakol Kalei Snayu Dami. It's like the Erechat said he was good, the Kol said he was bad. They cancel each other out. Sharia Eid Garua Mina Kol Im Lo HaChazaka. Unless it was a Chazaka. Sharia Kol Posel Va'Eid Ein Apostle. So, in other words, Tosfos says, don't tell me the Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim, because there was an Eid Echad advocating that he was a Kohen. Now, you maybe want to tell me, how can you come up with a global principle of Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim and say, oh, there's a cloud that applies to our case too, Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim. You know why Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim? Because there was an Eid Echad defending him that he was a Kohen. That's why you want to protest against him. One Eid's not enough. You need two. That's not true. Because in the case of the Gemara, there was Chazaka that he was good, there was a Kol that he was bad, and then there was an Eid Echad that he was good. So the Kol and the Eid Echad, they cancel each other out. Why do they cancel each other out? Because there was a Chazaka also helping out the Eid Echad. Normally the Kol is more powerful than an Eid Echad. So don't tell me that Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim was said because what, there was an Eid Echad defending him. The Eid Echad is really bogus. Because the Eid Echad was against the Kol. So the Eid Echad really was meaningless. So Rabbi Yochanan's statement is very, very important statement, and it applies in all scenarios, namely to our Gemara too as well. Don't tell me there was one guy protesting this get because ein yira pochus b'shtayim. So if I ask you, Mark, what was the original context where Rabbi Yochanan said his famous statement ein yira pochus b'shtayim? What's the answer? Fi Rashi v'Rashbam, lo yispar sheikh, we don't know. But fi the Tosfos in different mesichtas, it is referring to what? This Mishnah in Ksubis, where there was this machloikis and dispute as to the status of the kohen. And therefore, in such a case, ein yira pochus b'shtayim. No one can say against a kohen if he's one. One is not, and don't tell me because there was one guy in his side. The one guy in his side is bogus. Why is the one guy in his side bogus? Because the kohel beat it out. A kohel normally beats out an erecher. And the only reason why the kohel didn't beat out the erecher is because it was a chazaka, a presumption that the erecher was what? That the guy was a kohen. In that case. Okay? So that's the answer where Rabbi Yochanan said his statement. Very good. Okay, next tosis. Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. Next tosis. Smoke. Go ahead. Now, chazer over. What was it again? What was the Gemara's kasha? Why rely on the what? Why rely on the protesters? I'm sorry. Why rely on the Yiskayim Mechosam of the two guys that verified? Rely on the protesters. Go ahead. Smoke Ahani. Go ahead. Oh, now what does that mean? What does a chazaka mean? We've said it a few times. What does it mean, though? I remember Shetan telling us the chazaka has different connotations in Shas. But there's no doubt that usually chazaka means a presumption. There is a presumption. There's a presumptive status to everything. This meat has a presumptive status that it's kosher, if it was shechted properly. There's always a presumptive status. What's the presumptive status of this woman? She's married. That is correct. She's married. And that's what Tosfos is asking. So what is Tosfos asking? Tosfos is asking, why on earth, I want you to get this, why on earth do we, in the Kasha of the Gemara, rely on the Ma'arim? Why does the Gemara ask on the, you should rely on the protesters. The protesters should win. What should you do? Please get this. Let's get this. What should you do? How could the Gemara get the Kasha out of the mouth, rely on the protesters? Ron, what should you do? Let the protesters cancel out the what? The Mekayimim. And then what are you left with? A regular get. Does everyone got that? That's what Tosfos is bothered by in this kasha. A lot of times it's an implicit kasha. Smokahani. What's he bothered by? He's bothered. What do you mean smokahani? What do you mean why rely on what? Why would the Gemara ask rely on the protesters? Let the protesters and the Mekayimim cancel each other out and let the get be kosher. How'd the Gemara get the kasha out of their mouths? Smokahani, rely on the protesters. What do you mean rely on the protesters? Let the protesters and the Mekayim cancel each other out, then you're just left with the regular get. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Shlomi, you follow what I'm saying? You got that? Mark, you got that? Tosfos is asking, how could the Gemara ask rely on the protesters? The protesters, I don't need to write on the board, the three stages. You got a regular get that's kosher, you have protesters, and then after the protesters, you have what? You have Yiskayim Mechosamov. Let these guys, because some of them, the protesters, cancel each other out. And then you're left with the regular get. How does the Gemara ask, rely on the protesters? What's the answer, Mark? What's the answer? Because we rely on the presumptive status that she's what? She's a married woman. That's why. That means the get is bad. The presumptive status, let her stay married. That's what Tosfos' answer is. Kol's man, she's not divorced, but Beirur? This is what the Pnei Yehoshua learns. Pnei Yehoshua learns like this, so does the Marim Shif. That's the pshat in the Tosfos. We get it? We got it? That's the pshat in the Tosfos. Now this leads us to the following. I want you to get this. Is it Rabbi Kiveg or the Marshal? Let's get it very quickly, okay? I want to start the Mishnah tomorrow. The Mishnah tomorrow, Bezushim. Okay? Next Mishnah, Billy Netter. Let's just get this. There's a big machloikis in Yevamos. Two shittas. When you have trey betray, when you have two sets of witnesses that offset each other, what's it did? Does that create a suffix diraisa or a suffix midrabonim? Two shittas in the Gemara. Does that create a suffix diraisa or a suffix derabonim? What's the difference between the two? I want you to get this. If you say suffix diraisa, it means everything is, everything from the past is wiped away. We just don't know what to do. It's a suffik deraisa. What does trei v'trei suffik derabanan mean? You go back on the presumptive status. I'm going to say holchin baser chazaka. You go baser the chazaka. Okay? Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, you go baser the chazaka. That's the difference between trei v'trei, and that's what we do. We go lakula, trei v'trei, sveikin derabanan, and derabanan were machmir. We do not lamaisa. We do not go based on the chazaka lakula. It's just a chumra midrabanan. Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan. Let me write in the chumra in brackets. Lechumra. We go lechumra midrabanan. Really, you should go basa the chazaka midiraisa lakula. Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan means everything blows up. That's two. Where do you have this? You know where you have this? The Gemara hasn't gotten that fine test. Let's say you have two guys say the get was closer to him. Two guys said the get was closer to her when he threw the get to her. It's closer to him. It's possible. It's closer to her. It's good. What do you do? What does trei v'trei create? Does it create a sfeik in the araisa? Or does it create a sfeik in the rabbanon? And you go l'chumra. But min araisa, you should go basa l'chazaka, l'kula. But we're machmir what min rabbanon. That's a big machloikis. Oh. So I want you to get this, l'maisa. The Marsha writes. Marsha says unbelievable pshat, l'maisa. He says, when you say trei v'trei sveikin the rabbanon, we are machmir that you don't go basar chazaka lekula, but lechumra we're mukminin not chazaka. Okay, we're sveikin the rabbanon lechumra, we're holchin basar chazaka lemaisa lekula, but midiraisa. That's only on a diraisa level, midiraisa. But lemaisa we would be machmir. Okay, midiraisa lekula, and in certain cases it's also lechumra. It depends what the chazaka is. Okay? So, in other words, the Marsha says that we go baser the chazak when it's trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, the rabbanan machmer not to go baser the chazak lekula, but lechumra were mukmina chazaka. So, I'm just going to say, you know, to make it easier, we said hochin baser chazaka. Let me just write the following. Trei v'trei is sveikin derabanan, and we go hochin baser chazaka. This is what I'll say. Is what? Is lekula. We're willing to go. Not the kula, the chumra. We're willing to go basar chazaka le chumra. Meaning, what's her status here? She's a married woman. So you have trei v'trei. You have two guys that are mima'orer. You have two guys that are mekayim the get. What do you do? Go back on her presumptive status. Trei v'trei is a sveik in the rabbanan. So basically, the Marsha wants to claim that our Tosas is according to which shita? Trei v'trei, sveik in the rabbanan. Tosas brings in right mark chazaka that she's an HSH. Tosas is assuming trei v'trei sveikin derabanan. We go basa the chazaka lechumra. Okay. Oh, that's the Marsha's point. Rabbi Kiveger writes. Let's get it. It's not true. Rabbi Kiveger says the following chiddush. He says that if trei v'trei was sveikin derabanan, she would still be usher, even without the chazaka. If trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, fine, you establish in the chazaka. Rabbi Kiveger says, even according to the man d'amar, you understand what we're saying? In other words, Tosus only brings in the chazaka mark according to which shita. Trei v'trei being sveikin derabanan. If you hold trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, she would be usher anyway. Sveikin derabanan l'chumra. We don't know whether she could get remarried. That's what Tosus upsets up. Tosus sets up, you say trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, okay. If you say trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, no problem also. The get's a problem because we go back and present the status. Fine, that's what the Marsha says. Rabbi Kiveger says like this. Even according to the Mandomer, who says, Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, that's only b'makom cheskes heter. But b'makom cheskes iser, it's also a suffik deraisa. And therefore, the question of the Gemara could very well be that a suffik eshesish is l'chumro also is aser, not based on a chazaka. When do we say Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan? Is when you go bust of the chazaka b'makom cheskes heter. But if it's a cheskes iser, it's also aser l'chumra. So in other words, why does Tosfos have to say chazaka? The Marsha says l'fi the Tosfos. The Marsha says that Tosfos only according to my numbers trei v'trei sveikin derabanan. But according to my numbers trei sveikin derabanan, for sure she's aser. You don't have to come out no chazaka. The answer is no. Even according to the mandamer trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, even according to that mandamer, it's not a chazaka. Because the only thing that we say, trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, that you go basa the chazak is l'chumra, l'maisa. That's what you think? If you go basa the chazak, l'chumra? Trei v'trei sveikin derabanan, you go basa the chazak is l'heter, he says. Says Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kivager says it's talking about the heter. So Rabbi Kivager says it's talking about the heter. So it's talking about the heter. In this case, it's l'chumra. So even according to the man number of treva treis fake in the rabbanon, you would not go baser a chazaka. You only go baser the chazaka l'kula. That's what I originally wrote on the board. Rabbi Kivager points out you only say treva treis fake in the rabbanon, then you go baser the chazaka is l'heter. But this is l'iser. So that's what he wants to say in such a case. Makom Cheskes Isser, it's a Suffolk Deraisa. So even according to the man, the Amr, who holds Trey Vitrey, Sveikid the Rabbanon, the Kash is not based on the Chazaka. The Kash is based on the Suffolk Deraisa. Why won't we allow this woman to get remarried? Because it's a Suffolk Deraisa. That's what the Gemara means when it answers this Kasha. Trey Vitrey. It's a Sveikid Deraisa. Even according to the man, the Amr, who holds Trey Vitrey, Sveikid the Rabbanon, in this case, it's a Sveikid Deraisa. Because Trey Vitrey, Sveikid the Rabbanon, you go back to Chazaka. Rabbi Kivanger says that's only when the Chazaka is Leheter. This is what? This is what Isser in our case. So according to both sheets, this is a Suffolk Deraisa. Why does the Marashah set up our Taisus only according to the man da Amr number two? He says Lamaisa. And according to the man number one, for sure. Even according to the man da Amr, that's Trey Betray. You know, it's not a Chazaka. The Chazaka is only Leheter when you say Trey Betray is fake in the Rabbanon. I wrote on the board Lechumah because that's what it originally said. Rabbi Kivanger says Lekulu. He says Leheter. So Rabbi Kivanger says, in this case, it's a chumrah. So Suffolk Deraisa is the reason why I don't let this woman get remarried. Not because there's a chazakah, she's an eshesish. That's the kasha lemaisa that we have. So the bottom line is, the answer is as follows. The Karni Reim says like this. Let's just get it. There's a big difference, though, he says. The Karni Reim says, the kasha, the Gemara, is predicated on lukma cheskes eshesish. Because even if there's no chazaka, there's a suffolk eshesish, the answer is as follows. He says, where there's a suffolk, she could get remarried to one of the two Adim. She could say, Bari Li, I know that this guy is what, that this get is a good get. And therefore we establish in the chazaka that it's an eshesish, and she's a surah. Meaning, there are two ways why this woman can't get remarried. Either because of suffolk deraisa, or because of chazaka, cheskes eshesish. The bottom line is we need this one. You know why? Because if we went with this one, she could say, I know that this gets a good get. She could say, I know myself, Bari Li. The Gemara writes in Ksuvas and Daf Beis. She could marry one of the two Adim that says the gets a good get. If you import this cloud, forget about it. We never let her get remarried. Even if she says Bari Li from today until tomorrow. That's why Tosfos says this phrase, Cheskes Eshesish. Because a Suffolk Deraisa would not work. If she says she's Bari Li, there's no suffolk to her. Let her get remarried. If you say it's based on a halachic concept of chazaka of an eshesish, then lemaisa al pidin, she never could get remarried according to any shita lemaisa, and that's why trey v'trey sveik in the rabbana you go baser chazaka cheskes heter. That's why you go by baser cheskes heter lemaisa. But don't you say lekula is a suffolk deraisa? No, there's a big difference. Chazaka here is different. The chazaka tells me she never could get remarried. Even if she says, I know for sure it's a good get. We say she never could get remarried. And that's what the Gemara jumps and says, trey v'trey. Establish an achaskas eshesish. And therefore we go the filaman number to what? Trey v'trey is fake in the rabbanon. Trey v'trey is fake in the rabbanon. For sure it's a problem. But that's why it says chazaka eshesish. Okay, tomorrow we'll go back to the Mishnah. We'll continue next Mishnah.